before she died, she went back there to the South Louisiana where she could speak French, you know, with some of the friends that she knew.
This is your real?
My real mother's mother.
Where is your real mother from?
She was from Abbeville.
Abbeville?
Uh-huh.
That's down in Southwest.
Uh-huh. That's down west of New Iberia. Well, she lived here with my aunt for a long time, and she didn't go down there until the last couple of years before she died, and she was just, had gotten to the point, you know, where she couldn't be taken care of at home, and she had relatives down in Abbeville, and they could come see her, and we were close enough where we could go see her, you know, so this, I think, was what she wanted.
Is that where she was from, Abbeville?
Abbeville.
Do you know where her people came from? If they had been there for several generations?
Several generations, and I think they came from Canada originally. My sisters traced it all back, but I don't really know the whole history of it.
How much English could your grandmother speak?
Oh, she could speak English real well, but she could speak French equally as well.
She preferred French?
Yes. That was, I guess, where you were born and raised. That really means a lot, especially when you're older. She was.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and then lie down.
A baby buggy?
Okay. You put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and...
push for a walk.
Okay. To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
looks like his father.
Okay.
Resembles his father.
Uh-huh. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he...
behaves. Uh-huh. Acts like his father.
Uh-huh. You say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what, a lot in a year?
Has grown.
Okay. Or in just 1 year, Bob, what?
Grew.
Hmm?
Bob grew.
Okay. And you'd say, he came up so fast you could almost see him.
Grew.
And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking.
Okay. Anything else you'd say besides spanking? What would you say to an older child? What might his father say to him?
A whipping?
You think of that as being more severe than a spanking? Or?
I think the term whipping has been applied in more severe cases. But a spanking's a spanking, usually by a parent that isn't vicious. So I wouldn't call it too much.
Say if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Okay. Do people used to use that word much when you were growing up?
No, I don't think so.
What would they say?
They generally didn't say anything. It just wasn't, you know, talked about too much.
Is there a... do you hesitate to use the word pregnant yourself?
No.
What other expressions are there meaning the same thing?
Expecting. I think pregnant's a good word, though.
Say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
midwife.